Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The newly sworn-in Republican Congress is already working to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Let's see if Americans approve of that work with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, to what extent do Americans want Congress to act to repeal Obamacare?
Very, very interesting question. In part, it depends, Dave, on how we and other pollsters ask the questions. But in general, Americans do want changes in the ACA. If it really boils down to repeal and replace, using those words, it is less than 50%. We came at it in a fairly complex way where we said, do you approve or disapprove of the ACA? More people disapprove than approve. And if you disapprove, we said, do you want it repealed and replaced? And that was actually, as I mentioned, just in the 30% range. But we do have a significant percent of those who actually say they approve of the ACA, and they tend to be Democrats, saying they think it needs significant changes. So if you put the significant changes together with those who want it repealed and replaced, you're way up to 60 or 70%. So the majority of Americans clearly want changes in the ACA. Exactly whether you should label this a repeal and replace or just making significant changes kind of depends on your starting point and also how you ask the question.
And clearly a preponderance of the some 20 million who have signed up for the Affordable Care Act want it, if it is repealed, to be replaced.
That is correct. And I think the Republicans who are talking about repealing and replacing it have said they will have some kind of safety net or plan B so that people just aren't thrown out of insurance. But that's all what we're waiting to see, how this is going to come about. Again, the Affordable Care Act overall is unpopular. Over half say they disapprove of it. So that's kind of a starting point. So the Republicans are in sync with public opinion to the degree that they say they need changes in the Affordable Care Act. Of course, President Obama would even say you should tweak it, as did Hillary Clinton in her campaign, just don't repeal and replace. So a lot of this is semantics, but I think, again, the majority of Americans say yes, make changes.
Frank, we are 2 weeks to the day out from his inauguration. To what extent does the public feel that Donald Trump will be able to handle the duties of the president?
We had asked for President Clinton, President Bush, and President Obama when they were elect, that is, when they had been elected but not yet taking office, whether they thought they could handle various aspects of the office, as you say, of chief executive. And we just asked those same questions for Donald Trump. Bottom line is, Americans are more negative on Trump than they were any of the above when we asked the same items. Not a shock, remember, Trump is the most unpopular president-elect that we have ever measured. So it is not surprising that Americans are less confident that he can handle aspects of the presidency than previous president-elects. The thing Americans are most confident in, 60%, say that he will be able to work with Congress to get things done. The things they are least likely to be positive about are that he can avoid major scandals in his administration. And they're kind of lukewarm about his being able to handle an international crisis and manage the executive branch effectively and so forth. But again, in all instances, there's less confidence going into the inauguration on January 20th for Donald Trump than there was for the previous three presidents.
Now, Frank, put that competency around Donald Trump's abilities in the context of new data indicating that we are indeed becoming increasingly polarized ideologically.
That is the question that we have asked for many, many years. That is, are you conservative, moderate, or liberal? That's ideology. And a lot of people think that the American public is becoming more conservative because, after all, we now have a Republican president and the houses, both houses are controlled by Republicans. But that's actually not the case. We can go all the way back to the 1990s and find that about 36% of Americans way back then in the decade of the 90s identified as conservatives. And it's about the same percent now, 36%. That really hasn't changed. What has changed, in answer to your question, is the percent who are moderate. The percent of Americans who ideologically want to be in the middle has dropped significantly. It was way up in the 40% range. Now it's all the way down to just 34%. What's come up is the percent of Americans who say they are liberal. This is interesting. It's counterintuitive. We are becoming more conservative. We're becoming more polarized. Conservative still number one. More Americans identify as conservatives than anything else. But the number of liberals is going up. And the number of Americans who want to just put themselves in the middle is really declining. So we're in these two solid camps on either side at this point.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.